You're on 981.2 and M. It's time to talk some technology with our guru. And I've got a question for Jeff this morning because the other day, one of the guys at work said, what kind of a phone you got? I said, it's an iPhone 6S. And he looked up something and he comes back and goes, you know, that's going to be redundant next year, which absolutely threw me for a dizzy because it's been working perfectly fine. Jeff, what can you tell me about this? Why is my phone not going to be fine when it seems to be perfectly okay at the moment?
Look, it's a really good question. I think the first thing I'll tell you is that Apple held their Worldwide Developers Conference last week where they talk about the next version of the operating system that will come out in September. Now, I can tell you that your 6S will receive the latest version of the operating system, so you're not completely out of date yet, but I would think that probably next year your phone will become out of date and may not receive the 2022 update, but trust me, you're still good just for now.
Will I still be able to do, like, even if I can't get updates, will I still be able to make phone calls and send texts and receive them and things?
Of course. So one of the most important things to remember here is that even if you stop receiving updates from Apple, Samsung, or whoever it is, your phone will continue to work. What you will find eventually over time, however, is that apps that you may want to download from the App Store may not support your device because you don't have the latest version of the operating system. And I know, for example, I've got an iPad here which works completely fine, does everything I need it to do. But when I buy a new gadget which needs a new download for an app or I hear about a new service that's available, most of the time it doesn't work on that iPad anymore because it is too old, and it breaks my heart.
Jeff, I think the obvious question is, why does this happen? I mean, it looks like it's space-age technology that's in my hands right now, and shouldn't it be able to, you know, take whatever software update comes in the future?
Should, but doesn't mean it will. Uh-huh. And this is the problem here, is that, you know, I think Apple is kind of being kind in some ways to at least provide updates to devices even as old as yours this year. But I guess at some point they need to say, when do we stop supporting hardware that's obviously well out of warranty and going to cause problems? Because the reality is that when you're developing operating systems or software for phones, if you need to consider, you know, 8 years worth of devices, you need to build all of that into the update, and that can be quite costly to do, and it can also be quite, you know, counterproductive for them. So I think eventually they just have to say, look, we have to stop. And unfortunately, it's not just phones, we're talking about TVs and other devices too. I know that a lot of TVs that might be 3 years old won't get the latest streaming apps, for example. So it happens to everybody.
I was going to say, so it's not just restricted to Apple.
Definitely not just restricted to Apple. And in fact, I think Apple in some ways is better than a lot of the other brands in their longevity of supporting their phones. I can tell you that, you know, some Samsung devices in around the 4 year mark stop losing support as well. So, you know, your phone is I think coming up to probably 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
So you're doing very well by still being supported in that way.
Is there a place I can go to, Jeff, that will give me a list? And so, like, if I was going to go and buy a new phone to replace this one, but I'd like to know that I'm going to be able to have it for the longest time possible, do they provide that information to say, you know, by the year 2032, this should be redundant?
Some brands are starting to come out with guarantees, and one that I've seen from Nokia, for example, is they now guarantee at least 3 years of updates to those devices that they sell. Apple isn't explicit in that way, but I think based on trends, we now see that they support around 7 years. It really does depend. Not many brands want to actually put a stake in the ground because, you know, think about Samsung. They have around 30 different mobile devices on sale at any point in time. So to support all 30 of them for 3 or 4 years, it can be a challenge, but yes, not every brand wants to actually admit their real warranty behind those phones.
That would, of course, mean why some of the older versions are a little bit cheaper, because they're just not going to last you as long.
Yeah, spot on. And I think when you do see, you know, an iPhone 8 go on sale through Officeworks and other companies who tend to do this, it's a great buy. You certainly save a lot of money up front on the iPhone. But yes, it's probably only got 2 or 3 more years of updates rather than a brand new one that's going to be supported for longer.
Certainly is a very interesting time that we live in. As always, Jeff Quattromani, thank you very much for your considered advice.
My pleasure. Thank you.